welcome to a new podcast where we're breaking through and breaking it down with a new girl, your host, Dawn Piercy. Welcome to a new podcast. My name is Dawn Piercy and I am your host. I want to introduce a new guest, Eric Nelson. He is an award-winning actor and producer. He's gotten 10 nominations and 5 wins. Eric, how are you tonight? And thank you for being a good new guest.
I am doing really, really well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have more than a few projects that you're currently working on and wrapping up. You've got some movies coming out this year, 2018, and we'll touch base on that in a minute. But I first want to say congratulations on the awards that you've won, and it's absolutely outstanding work indeed. And from what I've gathered, you're also the 2018 nominee for the ISA, which is the Indie Series Award for Best Supporting Actor in the Bay the Series. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for the condolences. I really appreciate it. It's been a fun journey, and to be rewarded for something you're so passionate about, it just makes it that much more gratifying. But yeah, as far as the Best Supporting Actor, so on the new season of The Bay, which is on Amazon, season 3, my character has a very, very tough storyline, and he's struggling with a lot within himself. And it was a challenge as an actor to kind of go to those places, but it's being recognized. And the Indie Series Awards, which are a very big deal in online indie right. content, it was really, really cool and humbling. And I really am grateful for the nomination. And they say that the Indie Series Award nominations are kind of mirrored to what the Daytime Emmy nominations will look like. So if okay. all is said and done, and that is an accurate statement, which someone else has told me, then maybe there will be a Best Supporting Actor nomination as well at the Emmys, but we'll see.
That would rock, because I know you've gotten 2 Daytime Emmy Awards for your role as Daniel Garrett in the Bay the Series, and that was in 2015 and 17.
Off that real quick. I actually received the 2 for producing. This would technically be my first for as an actor, which
very
would be
nice.
Really, yeah, it would be really great.
That's awesome. Now, I know that the ones for the Emmys, I know that you won in 2013 at the Cast Collaboration Award. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And that was for your role in the 2014 for the Gen Art Film Festival too. Can you tell us about that?
Oh yeah, that was a film I did, an indie film that I did. I'm trying to think.
Emoticon,
okay, yes. Okay. They're all blurred together after a while. that was a lot of fun. I shot that in New York. Okay. And it had a great festival run. It went to a bunch of awesome film festivals around the country and even internationally, actually, because our director, she has a lot of international exposure and stuff. So she was able to kind of take it overseas. But yeah, it had a great run. I play kind of the cocky kind of badass boyfriend in the movie. You know, smokes a lot of pot, kind of does some things he probably shouldn't do, but it's always fun to play those roles. So it's
absolutely
a good time.
Now for our guest, Eric was also a nominee for the Golden Derby TV Award for AJ Chandler playing on All My Children, and that was the new rendition that Hulu had made and came available before the series ended. So you may have seen him on that. Now, you also got 2 awards for Best Feature in Chasing Yesterday in 2015, and I wanted to touch base on that. Can you fill us in on that?
Absolutely. Chasing Yesterday was actually my baby. It was my first thing to produce. And I also got to star in it in the title role. which the whole movie is about this young man struggling with addiction. And he's also a track star, and that's kind of his way of getting himself back together is through running. And it's just a beautiful movie. It's actually a family film, so it's good for all ages, which a lot of my stuff is very dark and not good for all ages. So it's nice to actually have something my grandma can show all her friends and not be embarrassed about.
Right. Now,
it was really special because my wife and I actually produced it together. And as I said, it was kind of our introduction to producing. So it kind of lit that fire under our butts and, you know, propelled us to do more.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, I know we can't get through all your nominations today. That would take more than one show. But I want to touch what you've got going on now. I know that you've had a few movies that you've either wrapped up or come out in 2018. Swing Low and Nightmare Cinema and Bloodbound. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about those?
Absolutely. So both of those features were the kind of projects I referenced earlier, those dark, dark roles that I play.
Right.
Swing Low is a dark film that stars Academy Award winner Bruce Dern, Laura Dern's father. Mm-hmm. And I can't say too much because they haven't released a trailer yet, but we shot it in Virginia on these beautiful farmlands. But I play kind of a twisted minion to Bruce Dern's character. I would say it's a horror or a thriller, kind of horror thriller with violence. And Nightmare Cinema is a horror anthology film. So basically, there are five different parts of this movie that are kind of strung together by one continuous plot line.
Okay.
And five parts are directed by five of the top horror directors in the world.
Really?
Which is very cool because I've never in my whole career been able to do one film and having five different directors' vision going into this film. And that stars Mickey Rourke, Academy Award nominee Mickey Rourke. That is going to be very exciting. And I think anyone who enjoys being scared will get a huge thrill out of this movie.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Absolutely. Now, I heard that you got your start in Broadway. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that you actually played alongside Ariana Grande as Brett Sampson in 13, the musical. How was that?
It was incredible. Actually, Ariana Grande is how you pronounce her name. And Ariana Grande has now gone on to be the world's biggest pop star, or at least one of them. She's a mega sensation right now. And that was her first professional job. So it was kind of, it was really cool to see her then and to see her progression throughout her avalanche of a career since then. But 13 was great. Really, because it was the first Broadway show with an entire teenage cast and band. Our band was all teenagers as well. So it was very, very, you know, as a child actor, you pray and hope you get these roles where you get to work with other kids, because otherwise you're on set with adults all day long. And as a child, you know, that's hard. You grow up quickly, you know, you're put in a lot of adult situations, but this show was very much all of us being teenagers together, starring on Broadway, and it was an experience I will never be able to replicate in my career, and one that I'll never forget. It was incredible.
That is awesome. I grew up in theater myself. Now, did you grow up in theater and then go to Broadway? Like, when I know that you grew up in Florida and then moved to New York.
Right.
Okay.
I did. I was a part of my local dance studio in Florida, and they taught acting lessons and singing lessons there. And I kind of did it all, all the while I was playing ice hockey down the road. So I kind of had my fill of both sides of the coin there.
Yep.
But I really attached to it. And when we had the opportunity to move to New York, it was my mother, my little brother, and I. Mm-hmm. He actually booked Chip in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway.
Nice. Very nice.
And so we moved for him, but I started working professionally right when we got there, and both of us just kind of started taking off, and We were only supposed to go to New York for a couple months to let him do this gig, but it turned into forever because we fell in love with a passion and mom was supportive and allowed us to follow our dreams. So it just kind of led us to where I am now.
Well, that's awesome. You've got a really stellar career and I can really tell that you enjoy doing what you're doing.
100%.
Yes. I have to ask because I know so many people that are either in theater or wanting to get a start. What is a good piece of sound advice that you could give them, our audience, for those wanting to get in, how to be able to adapt and become their character?
Wow, that's a great question. And I don't know if there's a specific answer. I think it's a little bit different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I will say that if this is something you're considering doing as a profession, make sure you love it and it is 100% the only thing you can see yourself doing, because it's such a cutthroat industry. Yes. And it's constant struggle of having work, not having work. You get an incredible job, but that job ends and you're back to square one. And if that love isn't fueling you through those times of not having work, then you're going to burn out very quickly, or you will just, you know, it's not going to be the right fit.
Right.
So my main point, my main advice would be make sure you absolutely love it. If you want to do it as a career, a passion is completely different. I think theater can help anybody become a better person in their business life, better with communication, you know, fighting the fear of performing for others. I think those are all incredible things to try.
Absolutely.
But specifically as a career, I'd say you have to 100% know that this is what you want to do and love it more than anything else, because it's too difficult otherwise.
Amen to that. Absolutely. I don't know how many times they say, well, you can go and want the part, but that doesn't mean you're going to get the part, because it may not be what they're looking for or have in mind for that character. So it's like, yeah, to keep in mind, you just got to keep doing it. And you do have to have a love for it.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
You have to have an accepting to rejection, because most of it is rejection. Unless you're getting the job, it's because you know, could be for any reason. It could be because you have blonde hair instead of brown hair. It could be, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not an incredible actor, but there is something why you didn't get it. And so you're continuing on and knowing that, you know, it's a no for me, but maybe there'll be another job here. You never know.
So for our audience that wants to follow you and keep up with what you've got going on and to find out when your movies are being released, where can they follow you at?
I'm very active on my Instagram, which is at Eric Nelson Official. But Nelson is spelled weird. I always have to tell people it's N-E-L-S-E-N. Most Nelsons are spelled with an O, but mine's an E. So it's actually been a little pet peeve. I've had multiple jobs and I'll be in the movie theater. And this was early on in my career. And in the opening credits, there's my name and my name is spelled wrong. So
always have
to make the point of correcting people. But also on Twitter, at Eric Nelson.
Okay.
So
great.
Both are verified. I think there's some accounts out there that are run by other people, but the ones with the blue check marks are me. So
sounds good. Well, I wanted to thank you for being a new guest, and this has been a new podcast.
Welcome.